Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi password is? I like how I say Wi-Fi.
What?
Wi-Fi? What's yours?
Boats or... Oh, you mean my password is... Brady for life.
Oh, mine suck my dick. Up top.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, it can't get homoerotic. That's not the point of this. You can't even play straight. You made me abandon the bit. All for yes anding, but it can't always go into homoeroticism. I bet you could never do an improv scene with a straight guy because it would always go into like homoeroticism.
That's not true. They did not pull me aside and talk to me at Improv Olympic for that. I don't know what you mean.
There are times when we're not going to go into that.
Fine. This is Below Deck, Season 10, Episode 15. The stud sails again.
They did continue to say, before you completely derailed,
I worked in IT for years before getting into mortgage biz.
And I'm thinking, this conversation has been replayed in every terrible bar. I cannot even imagine. Y'all, can you imagine anything more boring than the string of words they just said?
I have heard these conversations of straight guys when we were on tour that were traveling and we were staying in hotels. Like when we go down to the hotel bar to eat or whatever.
Who's your crypto guy?
Yeah, that's what we hear.
I mean, you could just record them and play them as just like ambient sound.
This is my challenge. And I think we live in LA. I mean, not just LA. I know in other, y'all, straight men, the three of you that listen, don't be a boring straight man. Don't. And I don't think they are because they're listening to our show.
Yeah, they're not.
I don't think those type of guys would be. So
y'all are the good ones.
You are the good ones. Our straight sissies are the good ones.
They are. They are. It's like that. A lot of people sent it to me. I don't know if you saw it, but the Saturday Night Live sketch of your straight friend.
I saw that.
Where
really
the
funny.
Gay guy's having straight friends because women are too much work. I
couldn't relate at all.
I just tell those women, I'm like, look, you got to find somewhere else to use this. I'm tired.
Who is the straight guy in there? Is he a football player, MMA, or somebody like
that? Something, yeah. Again, we know nothing.
He was hot.
He was hot. His brother plays for another team.
The gay
not
one?
Not sexually.
Oh. No. Boy, I really do go there every time. I don't have a problem.
Yeah. And most of the time I'm ready to go with it, but maybe not every time.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, you must have gotten fucked last night.
Maybe. So, y'all, this season, Captain Lee's back, but...
Wait, before we jump in, you had a special
segment. I was going to say,
yeah.
Something's been on my heart. Something's been on my heart.
Okay, you've got 5 minutes. You told me 5 minutes.
I don't know if you know, for those of you who have had their head buried in the sand, there's been a little skirmish when it comes to Vanderpump Rules. And I mentioned this the other day, and Maddie looked at me like I was a piece of lobster in Oklahoma. It was an unfamiliar thing.
No, Fireside has great lobster.
I'm sure. Definitely not frozen. Mm-hmm. So you were confused. You know literally nothing about. You heard Vanderpump Rules.
I wasn't confused. I'm not confused because I don't know anything about it. So I'm not confused at all. I'm just
left. You're out of the loop.
Out of the loop, Barry.
Okay. So right now, I'm
like
going
you said,
to
there's
explain.
This guy. You said you know him from Vanderpump, and I looked him up, and I was like, no, I don't know him. So I am Mariah Carey. I don't know any of these hers.
Yeah. So. I'm going to start saying this. I don't know any of these hers. So basically all you need to know. So this is, if you don't know anything, I'm going to tell you about it in a really, really quick way.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave out a lot of details. So don't come screaming at me. This is bare minimum. And then I'm going to tell you a way to tell your husband or your friends who don't watch Bravo or your boss who's confused about this, and they'll understand it. It's a very mainstream analogy.
Don't really understand why someone needs to tell their boss about this, but sure.
Oh, you would be because you're constantly reading about it, and your boss goes, "Is this really worth your time?" And then you explain it to your boss, they're like, "Oh my God, that's riveting." So, here's the thing. Here's all you need to know. Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix I don't know how she pronounces it. They are a couple on Vanderpump Rules, or were, and they were both bartenders for a long time. The show's been on for like 10 seasons. Tom Sandoval is a douche, and we've known this. He's cheated a little bit, but Ariana and Tom were kind of the couple that has stayed together. They had a house together. Basically everyone in the cast fucked everybody else. They were kind of the least drama couple.
This is already ridiculous that they're, quote, bartenders and they own a house together in Los Angeles. I already can't believe
it's
this.
Sir. Anyway. Basically, it came out, Ariana was watching him perform because, of course, Tom Sandoval is a singer with his own band. And she saw on his phone a bunch of messages, and she was either looking at it or checking it for him. And some were from Raquel. It was a coworker of hers who she's known for a while, who's also been a cast member on Vanderpump Rules. And it was basically
Raquel
sexy.
Levi's?
Levis.
Levis, okay.
Levi's.
I don't know.
In what world is that pronounced that way?
Well, I thought she was part of the Levi family. I didn't know. Maybe they like were Levi family, but then something happened
but
and then they
S's.
Moved away.
There's
well, maybe
two
they
S's.
Added the other S. I don't know.
Okay, this is why this is going to be more than 5 minutes. So she sees sexy messages on Tom's phone from Raquel, her coworker and quasi-friend, although it's hard for Raquel to be friends with any woman. So she obviously freaks out. Later on, it's revealed that they've been having an affair that's going on for months. And they wear these matching, both of them were wearing these matching lightning bolt things as a symbol to show each other. There was like secret symbols that they were to one another. They also were putting on disguises to go out and have dates. And also, so it's just been revealed that he slept with Raquel in their bed.
Oh,
and
wow.
So how I can...
He's not getting a good edit.
No, never again. So he's moved out. Most of the Vanderpump Rules have sided with her, who have spoke Team Ariana.
Is this happening
like
on
that.
Vanderpump Rules, the show right
the
now?
The filming is happening.
So they're filming right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think when it happened, the cameras like ran over.
Probably.
So, and I got to say, I mentioned this before, I feel like the Kato Kaelin of all of this, because I sat beside Ariana at the Crappies, and she and I had a moment where I held her drink. anyway, I was right there before it blew up. So I'm available for interviews. if anyone needs.
And I'm glad that was the whole reason, not to educate people. It was just to promote yourself.
I'm available for interviews about what I saw the night of the crappies.
I can't.
If Ariana is sad. So the next thing I'm going to tell you. So here's how you can tell your husband or your other straight men. Maybe they'll understand this.
Your priest.
Imagine, if you will, when Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston were together.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine
about it.
And imagine if they had been making movies in a kind of a Brat Pack way together, and they became somewhat successful. And there was also Angelina Jolie, and she was in their Brat Pack. And she might not have been friends with Aniston, but they were cordial. You know? And then Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were found to have an affair in front of Jen Aniston's nose. That's kind of how big it is. That's why it rocked the world. And they'd been, and Angelina and Aniston and Brad had been, let's say their relationship was 10 years old.
Well, this...
Does that bring clarity?
Yeah, this girl, she's going to... This is the best thing that's ever going to happen for her career.
For Ariana.
Yes. Not that Levi's girl. She's fucked.
Yeah. Raquel is fucked, y'all.
Because normally I don't get mad at the person that's the other woman or the other man because they don't know. But this bitch knew.
So now you can talk when people at your office or your friends are talking about it, you can think, oh, Aniston, Pitt, Jolie, now it makes a little sense.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I don't like you bringing up that. It makes me upset.
That's how that was big. That was big, big news when that happened. Yeah. So that is your Vanderpump Rules expose.
Thank you.
That's how we feel about it.
That you made about you so you could try to get interviews. I don't know why. I can't get you to fill out a Big Brother application, but yet you can do that.
I am available to talk about my feelings of how I thought Ariana was that evening in the three sentences we shared with one another.
We need to move on. All right, y'all. I feel better than a dog having his belly rubbed. He's back. He's back, America. Now, look, I don't know if we've talked about it on this episode yet. We've done so many fucking shows since last week. But we think there's not going to be a Below Deck reunion. So
it's almost certain.
Which we were going to have Leon Castillo on it for the reunion. So we'll have to have him on earlier.
Maybe just the finale.
Yeah. Also, Kimberly from Date with Dateline. She loves this show. She's like, if you ever need someone to talk about Below Deck.
Oh, that's really good to know.
Because she and I filled in for Mary Payne on her Patreon this week of Toast. So be sure to listen to that. So everybody's watching Below Deck. But it's they're not going to have a reunion. And you talked about how there is and actually kind of, you know, I don't know if you're following, but Kimberly, she started to talk about it. But if we ever wanted someone that she said, I've read every tweet, every Reddit. She knows all the drama that's kind of been happening of the back and forth between Captain Sandy and Captain Lee on social media.
Ooh, I steer clear of a lot of it, but
so do I.
Mostly it's Captain Lee tweeting and Captain Sandy kind of saying shady shit in interviews.
Poodle had the theory that they don't want the captains coming for each other on the reunion. Yeah. And I think that's what it is too.
I think that, and they basically said there are schedule problems. And it also means that Alyssa said that she's not coming. Or she said she's not going because they said the interview was the reunion wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. I don't think she would come. We know Rachel's not going because she says she's getting her snatch waxed that evening or that day.
Mm-hmm.
I fully believe she is.
I believe she is. She is going to Instagram Live her getting her snatch waxed.
And I believe was there someone else who said they weren't going to be there? But those two already aren't going to be there. I think Camille would be there if she had to crawl through glass.
Oh, through glass. Burning glass. She'll do whatever she can do to get so she can become an influencer and not have to work a real job.
Yes. in a way, I kind of respect it.
I respect it, but she doesn't really, I mean, she can sing, but she's just
No, she's just one of those reality people who just like cycle through until they're shat out the bottom of the porn industry.
She'll be on some Netflix dating show or something like our Bravo dating show.
I hope so, because she's very, very entertaining.
No, she's very entertaining.
Especially when she doesn't have to work.
Yes. Yes.
She'd be great on Perfect Match.
She would. So, all right. So let's jump in. My first teabag is... So Ben is sleeping in the nude. Let's talk about this.
That's my first one. The other thing I want to bring up is, he says, we both have pictures of each other nude on our phones. Where are the Ben nudes, y'all? If he sent it to one girl, he sent it to a lot of girls.
It's true.
I need Ben nudes. Y'all out there who just survey the internet in nudes, I'm putting out a 411 or a APB, a gay PB. I need Ben's nudes.
Whoop, whoop. I'm going to tell you this. I think Ben, out of anybody in this cast, would do an OnlyFans.
Me too. He loves his body. He loves showing it off.
He loves being sexy. He was all on the beach. And he loves putting his dong in Tony's face.
Poor Tony.
I don't understand. Why can't he get in the bed and then take off his underwear? Why does he have to get nude before he climbs up on the top bunk?
Because he enjoys the jangling that happens.
Jingle, jingle, jangle.
Allegedly. Allegedly. I love a good jangle. Like Jingle Jangle from Riverdale.
Yeah.
Remember when they came up with the drug and called it Jingle Jangle? That show is ending.
It is. And I told Poodle, it's like, we might have to like, either as a bi-curious.
No.
I think we might have to do an episode or two.
No.
We're going to do the finale. I'm already deciding that.
No.
Nope. It's too late. We're going to do the finale. We'll watch it and we'll cover it. And then at least say goodbye. Some of our OG sissies would like that. Maybe we can get the Swimming in Sweetwater girls to do it.
That's a good idea. I want to follow up on your teabag with, is it going to be Ben-Ann or Bamille?
I enjoy
that's
that.
That's what I'm calling their couple names. Ben-Ann or Bamille?
Bamille.
So the thing here, will they or won't they, with Leanne and Ben, is they obviously flirt the whole episode. He even like adjusts her collar at the end. Y'all, that is the signal that you're going to fuck.
Here's the deal. Poodle knows this game because this is how blatant Poodle flirts, y'all. I've seen it. I'm not interested. I'm dating someone else. He can't. Y'all, I can be flirty too. So I'm not saying I'm the most pious poly.
I am a flirt.
But I'm a flirt.
You flirt and it's so clumsy. I can't be a clumsy flirt.
I get Poodle, though. Is very obvious. It's not clumsy. He can't help himself from flirting.
It's rarely physical, but like it's very verbal.
It's like that song.
It's
how
like
can
breathing.
I breathe with no air? That terrible, terrible song. He has to
breathe with no air. Jordan Sparks.
I don't like that song. I like her, but I don't like that song.
Yeah, it's got Chris Brown, so fuck that.
Yeah.
That's a name I'd never like to hear again. Oh, go away.
Go away.
So he's been talking about, Ben was talking about the awkwardness of being around Leanne, and he mentions that I'm gonna have to talk to them about each other. And I can see Leanne, he talks to Leanne about him. He's like, so there was another Sue. There's two Sues. Leanne already knows this because she found out from Haley. Because Haley's like, yes, he had a thing with another Stew who left off the beach, who left already.
Haley spills it all. God bless her.
You know why? She's more than happy to make drama. Thank God, y'all, because we're going to need everything we get now, everything we can have now that Sandy's gone.
Because the boat is getting along, and that makes for a boring episode.
Agree. So Haley's doing her best to throw a little drama in here. Now, Ben told her about Camille. Imagine what happens when Ben tells Camille that a girl he sent nudes to, even though Camille is not really, you don't feel that she's really into him, she's going to burn with the heat of a thousand suns.
Thousand suns.
And probably fight Leanne if she can.
I'm really bummed they're not having a reunion, because I think this reunion would have been probably one of the best Below Deck reunions we've had in a long time. It would have been explosive on all fronts, because there's been so many combative relationships. Let's just go ahead, since we talked about Ben and Leanne, let's just, because there's some other things that happened later on, we can just talk about all of that. So they later talk about, like, she asked him, like, have you hooked up with somebody before? And he's like, well, yeah. And he explains it like hooking up, where Katie is like, Katie says, he's basically obsessed with Camille, has been fawning all over her. Like, he needs to be up front with her. And I wanted to ask you,
I enjoy her so much more.
I like Katie. Yeah. You know, Katie, she reminds me of Pam Boyette, who was my manager when I worked at the Gap at Vista Ridge Mall in Louisville. It's now called, like, Music Center Mall or something. But you know a Pam Boyette, too. What I mean is, like, when Katie gets older, she's going to cut her hair short, and she's going to be kind of like a Sandy Duncan type, but without the glass eye. But she's going to be a very no-nonsense woman who gets shit done. Do you know what I mean?
I love those women. The world only turns because of those women.
You know what I'm talking about, though. You have those women in your life.
Yeah. They don't, it's not that they're mean, but they can be.
They're just business, but very kind.
They're kind, but they're going to be blunt. Blunt
is
a spoon.
Who was that for you? When you were a child, I know you know one. She either ran church, or ran school stuff. Everybody has one, or you're one of your bosses.
You know what? I think that was someone named Marty, a woman named Marty.
Great name for a woman who's no nonsense.
Who I worked with at a golf course in Michigan.
Y'all, I just spit water all over my face.
And I worked in food
Is
service.
Is Marty a lesbian?
No.
Oh, wait.
She loved men.
She wasn't a golfer. She worked
in food. No, she worked in food service, food and beverage. Oh. She was my kind of manager. Very kind of, she'd lived a life. She'd tell these stories. But she would say things like, I'm like, I need to get off because I need to blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, you're not. You're coming into work. Because I already had this off for my daughter's birthday, and I can't miss my daughter's birthday. So you're going to have to work because you've been here the least amount of time.
Okay. Katie.
And then she'd be really fine the rest of the time, and she would come in and say, you know, sometimes you got to flirt with these older men. That's the only way to make money.
Wow, Marty taught you well.
And then I was the first beverage cart person who was not female at that club. I didn't necessarily get a lot of money. I was the first cart girl with a penis. But you know what? You know what? I made a lot of money out of tips.
God,
from,
you're so gay.
From kind of sweet talking them and knowing what they had. And I think if you squinted a little bit, you might think I was a girl.
And some people probably thought you were a lesbian.
Hell. I'm not opposed to it. Not opposed to it. So, yeah, I was the first beverage cart boy.
Boy, wow. That didn't expect that.
I was
story.
A barrier breaker.
Wow. So, but here's my question with Katie, when she brings up, is it Ben's responsibility to tell him how involved he was with Camille?
Absolutely not.
I don't
think
it is
either.
This is
a boatmance.
That's
what
I think.
This is a boatmance. Fuck this. Katie's really does see things in black and white, and she's the same one who thinks her relationship with Ross is something more.
It's not.
He clearly says, I really enjoy having sex with her. I'm really happy when I'm having sex with her.
There must be something there that wasn't there. No.
There's not.
Nope.
It is kind of, there is a sadness that comes over me when Katie talks about Ross, because
she has no idea.
She is just yet another notch on his very deformed penis that is notched with 1,000 STDs.
It looks like Gandalf's cane at this point.
It does.
Yes. And but the magic is gone.
And he can remember none of their names.
Their names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies! Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Anyone who thinks that having a steel drummer, you think you might be fun, and they're right there. It's so loud.
It's so loud. I thought that too. I was like, he needs to be somewhere else. Like, no one's going to talk.
No, it's so loud. I'm convinced that the sound, y'all, they could only use a little bit, and the rest of it was probably like piped in steel drum.
Yeah.
Because it's so, I guarantee you they were screaming, hey, do you like the hell of it? It's so loud.
It's very loud.
And I think that was a miscalculation. I'm glad that you picked up on that too.
Yeah.
You always, something seemed like a good idea at the time until you actually experience them. You're like, can we tell them to be quiet?
Yeah.
It's like when you have carolers at your house, like I was a caroler, and you book us for the hour. And you think that we're just going to kind of, but there's only about 10 people at this party.
Just gets awkward after a while.
And the party is just 10 people staring at you in Dickens outfits. And after you've been there for 20 minutes and everyone just wants to go in the kitchen and eat. And so you start saying, anyone else any favorites? Silence. And there's a child who starts just like playing with himself.
Wow. Okay.
I say from experience. But I just want to say, think about this. If you're getting entertainment and it's not a huge party, 30 minutes tops, and it probably won't go as well as you thought it would.
No.
No. In the same breath, you're having a meal not with a wine pairing, but a cocktail pairing.
And you want boozy beach type of cocktails like you get in Hawaii, and those are all strong as fuck.
This is misguided, and it just shows you what kind of people these people are. And this guy, Angel, is an asshole.
Well, as Fraser says, Angel, a.k.a. Satan.
Satan.
Satan, Satan, Satan!
I was a little triggered when I saw him, because that guy is, if you worked food service, especially in like golf courses or any type of high end, that y'all, that guy's always around, and he's always going to be abusive to the staff. None of his friends like him. He just kind of has to be there because they all kind of forget that he's an asshole until he reveals himself. And he's always drunk. He's a boor. He's absolutely awful.
I think he probably has he's also one of their friends with actual money.
I think you might be right, but he's absolutely terrible. And
Can we, this is kind of a segue into mine, but it goes with what you're saying. Can we just talk about these people charter period? First of all, what Quaalude is that blonde woman on feeling their tits at dinner? What the fuck? Like, I thought, is this some human trafficking shit? What is happening?
It felt like she was in an American Apparel ad. She was very sad, and like she'd missed a couple meals, but they were still taking pictures of her, and she's like, look pretty, but look sad.
And she's just like, at one point, just goes up and just kind of rubs her tits.
It did feel trafficky. I'm not gonna lie.
It felt like she wasn't. And then we also don't know, like, the main guy
is staying with his sister-in-law.
But his wife
is home with the babies.
Okay.
I think this turned into some type of crazy swingers thing too, but they didn't invite Angel because he just passes out.
What the fuck?
It was, and did you see Fraser really just being a goss? He's like, so what's the deal here?
Oh, yes. She's like Sir Hiss. She slid it in. Well, sire, what's going on today, sire?
Yeah,
you need a t-shirt of Sir Hiss.
Now, that's a barrier breaker.
You should go with Sir Hiss for Halloween. You can put that little neck thing, a little thing around your neck and that floppy hat. Just paint yourself green.
And the body could be like a coiled up snake.
Yeah.
Sire. I felt seen when I saw him. My next teabag, and this is more of just an observation, I'm so proud of Fraser and how far he's come. Just, and he gets a little butthurt over Leanne and kind of doing, making a choice for him, but I think that was a minor drama. But I think he's handling things in such a, he's learning to delegate. And yes, he's handling things in a way that this doesn't depend, my worth isn't dependent on me as a chief stew now. I've got this. And
he is, until he realizes Leanne's a chief stew, and he's still insecure. Yeah, he's like, the beach picnic's going terribly. I know it's going horribly. And he keep cutting to them having just the fucking time of their life.
In a sack race. But where did they get these games?
Well, as Tony says, he's like, they're probably doing fine because they're all drunk as fuck.
Are sack races normally done with adults? This feels like a sex thing. I still think three-legged races are vaguely sexual. Because you have to be beside the person. You're putting their arm on them.
Okay, who did you do a three-legged race with? What was his name?
I think it was in middle school.
Yeah, there we are.
It's vaguely sexual, y'all. You have to use one leg. It kind of feels like an appendage.
I didn't have that. Well, but I've never done a three-legged race with anyone.
Well, you know what? You're deprived. You never did like field day with games?
Well, we did land run day in Oklahoma where we had like where some people were settlers and other people were native.
You made a game out of colonization.
No, they don't do land run day anymore. They don't do that anymore.
So, but there was never a field day like egg toss or three-legged race.
We did egg toss. Yeah, that was a field day. Egg toss, other games, but we didn't do a three-legged race.
Maybe they thought it was too sexual.
Maybe. I don't remember doing it. Maybe I did it and I blocked it out. I'm sure I did it with a girl. Let's be honest.
Oh.
I don't think any boy would want to do it with me.
It was like the games. I guess what else can you do with douchebags?
They don't care. They want to play cornhole. And those women, blonde girl was just high as a fuck, just standing on the beach.
She was texting her pimp. It was disturbing.
Something's happening with this. Yeah, it does not add up.
It was disturbing. Svetlana, y'all. Ooh.
Yeah, she did look like a Svetlana.
Ooh. What's your next one? I just said about Fraser.
Bananas can't go on a boat.
I was unclear about this whole thing.
Yeah, maritime sissies, come at us. I want to know the herstory of this. Because that means, like, you can't even, like, they can't have oatmeal with bananas. Like, no bananas at all on a boat.
What about banana drinks? What about banana liqueur?
Like a pina colada, like a
or
real
a banana
pina.
Dessert.
Yes. Ring, 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 ring. Banana
phone. I hate you.
Ring, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Banana phone.
Not your brother or sister or banana phone. My cellular bananular phone. If you don't have children, that's a song by Raffi. And I don't know why it got in my head, but it's been in my head for about the last 15 years on repeat.
It was really bad for like a whole month. You just sang it around our house.
It was really bad. Now I'm never going to get out of it again. I'm going to drive a knife into your forehead.
You're going to be in Vegas just thinking of
ring,
banana
ring,
phone.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. It's better than the 1-800 cars for kids, though.
It's actually banana phone's a. It's actually a good song.
It is. It's clever.
Bananular phone. That's a great lyric.
I've got to say, it's better than a lot of the children's songs that we hear today. It's better than Baby Shark. Fuck you, Baby Shark.
That song's terrible, and we don't have time for this. We've got
to
go to Vegas.
You. Fuck you in your ass.
it's a terrible song.
Fuck you in your shark ass. So, wow,
that got really descriptive. Sure.
I don't necessarily.
I don't have much more. It wasn't a super. I mean, we see Ben is texting Camille right while he's by Leanne, and we see next week's episode they're going out and they're dancing together. So y'all, now this is what if it wasn't on TV, Ben would fuck Leanna. He would have fucked her already.
I agree. I feel like Camille's texts are like a device. Are like these devices that, like, in the Strindberg play, Miss Julie, of like showing the father's portrait.
Yes.
It's like Chekhov's gun. They're just almost like literary devices to it. I love them every time they're there.
Agreed.
It's the only thing I also have to say is this last kiss of death when Captain Lee is talking to Rachel. Well, this crew. Oh. Everybody gets along. And I went, this is the kiss of death.
Don't
and
say
then,
it.
Guess credit goes to Sandy.
No!
And y'all, Sandy has gotten a good edit again. She's done it again.
She's done it again.
And he's like, it's like usually this crew, the very end, at the end of the line of the season, you've got your dick in the dirt.
I enjoyed that.
I don't know where that comes from. I guess you're so low, your dick is in the dirt.
I guess.
Then at the same time, I was seeing Captain Lee and Rachel, and I'm thinking, God, it's a shame we'll never see you on Bravo again.
Yeah.
Because you're fun. You're good TV. There's that bit where you said, it puts the lotion in the basket or it gets the hose again. I'd fuck me. And Tyler's like, this is so weird. I don't like another Gen Z person is like, you're so funny. I don't know where half your stuff comes from. Gen Z people, if you're listening, you're not probably. If we say something you don't understand, just go with it because it makes us feel very obsolete when you say, I don't know where that's from. Just go with it.
I'm okay with it. I think it triggers you more.
It triggers a lot of people our age.
But you're also the same person they called you old on Reddit and you slammed your computer and threw it across the room.
No, they didn't call me old. They asked me, how old are you? It's no, very different.
That's calling you old, though. That's what you heard.
I did hear that.
All right, y'all.
I was asking about, I basically said, how are you, fellow kids, to when I was first on Reddit. And then I scrapped that account and made another one. So, and now we have a social media person who does it for us, so I don't have to have that stress in my life.
No, exactly. Which we will be seeing in Vegas, which we're going to go to today. And so we, y'all be sure to check our Instagram and our TikTok because you know Caitlin's going to be making us pump out content of us in Vegas. So be sure to subscribe to Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram or Reality Gaze on the TikTok. We're going to be performing like dancing monkeys for you. That's what we're going to be doing. Caitlin already said, get ready. I'm going to be filming y'all. She's very excited.
Oh, I'm going to have to be camera ready. I need to take my makeup.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
casino, smoking casinos aren't good for my face.
Oh, no. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week. But until then, remember, it's always
Anchors Again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.